Players weekend underway in St. Louis as the Cardinals host the Rays. Some pretty cool nicknames. But here in the third, it's Steven Souza Jr., the Souzebot, powering up against Michael Wacha.
There's a long drive to left field. You better get a new one out because they won't be able to use that one as Souza hits one by 15 rows into Big Mac land.
Woo-wee.
No question
easy
about that one.
Easy swing too, wasn't it?
Very easy swing. And all of a sudden we're tied at one, but
that's home run number. That's home run number 28.
Wow.
First pitch to him. There's a ground ball. And that ball is fair down the left field line. One run will score. Here comes another around. And they're going to try and clear the bases as now they bring them back as Dickerson comes about a quarter of the way down the line. But all of a sudden, the Marlins have taken a 3-1 lead courtesy of a one-out double from Adane Echevarria. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. This is going to scoot up. Oh, nice play by DeJong. Can he get him at first? No, he can't. Another run scores. So give him an infield hit, a base hit, and an RBI for the starter, Jake Odorizzi. He waits on the pitch as a ball is popped in the right center field. Piscotty, can he get there? Can't get there. It's going to roll to the wall. One run will score. Here comes Ramos around third. They hold him up. So the Cardinals catch a break there where they only allow one run, which could have been two. Ramos running. They didn't want to run the risk of getting him thrown out.
And it's now second and third in the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive to left field. That's going to add two more. It's now 7-3 as the ball is cut off by the third baseman. Big hit by their leadoff man. It's first of the night, but it drives in two, and they now lead it 7-3. They're up by four, and they still have Souza to get out.
Rays win 7-3, your final. Tampa Bay pounds out 16 hits, four of them off the bat of Corey Dickerson, who's now 9 for his last 15 over the last four games. Here's Cardinals skipper Mike Matheny after the loss.
Stuff looked okay from the side as far as, you know, wasn't anything as far as drop velocity. I thought he did a good job of trying to establish the bottom of the zone. And he saw some pretty good changeups. He got into some good counts and had trouble putting guys away. And it has to do with how that changeup's coming out of his hands a lot of times, and then if the breaking ball gets going at all. But made some pretty good cutter pitches, but just got into some really deep counts.
He's got a real stretch of starts there.
Yeah, if we saw the lack of velocity or a drop, that would be an indicator of strength. But it looks good, and there's some at bats where it looks like we've seen most of the season. It's just the consistency of those, which sometimes you just go through those little ruts. Just happens to be right now, and he's been so good all season long. There's been a couple here that are just standing out, but he still looks strong. Yeah, and that's the stuff that wears him out. I mean, you're talking when you have the 10 and 11 pitch at bats, they're eventually going to add up to you not making as many good pitches. I mean, it beats you down and wears you out. And they were grinding at bats all day. We talk about that with us when things are going well. That's something that we talk a lot about. And that's what it looks like against. And, he was making some good pitches at times. He was even trying to elevate, trying to go below the zone. They're fouling off the good ones and then get him into a compromised position where he's got to find more of the plate, and that's when they're making him pay. Yeah, it did seem odd. But they put the hits together too when they needed them. But they took good at bats all night long.
How impressed were you by what Sheriff did and how far was that for
your goal? It was huge. Yeah, that was what a debut. It's a kid's been really excited to show what he can do. He's had a great season in Memphis. And you could see with the kind of swings he was even getting from the right-handers how effective he can be for us. But we needed him to go a little longer today, maybe longer than what we had hoped. But he kept answering, and I thought he did as good a job as anybody could possibly do. And it was good to see.
Does he get to stay now?
I think we should be all right. Yeah, after an outing like that, that's we want to get him back in there. We're looking for guys in the pen that can get outs for us, and he just showed that he can do that. So, I think we'll have some coverage because we were able to stay away from a couple other guys. But we'll have to see how we go through tomorrow.
It was okay.
This series continues on Saturday. Blake Snell takes the mound for the Rays against Mike Leake for the Cardinals.